Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Jesse Wadhams joins us. He's a partner with Black & Lobello, the attorneys at law firm. He's here for the whole show on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
We started this community garden to grow more than fresh food. We're growing a stronger, healthier future in Nevada, but not without help. Tom Steyer knows real change starts at the grassroots. That's why he rallied Nevadans to win clean energy and teamed with farmers to bring fresh produce to public schools. As president, Tom will unite us to save our planet. That's why I'm caucusing for Tom.
I'm Tom Steyer, and I approve this message.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Jesse Wadhams. He is a partner with Black & Lobello, attorneys at law. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate being here.
So, the CCEA comes out with two initiatives, one to raise the gaming tax by a couple of points, and one to raise the sales tax in Clark County. Where do you think these two are heading?
Well, quick correction on the sales tax component. As I understand that initiative, that it would be the entire local school support tax component. So it would raise across the state.
Across the whole state. I was told otherwise, but that's
fine. I better make sure, so for your viewers to, that was my understanding, it was the entire state, but it could just be Clark County. That said, both of those initiatives, I mean, they're aggressive in how they sort of tackle the issue, right? CCEA has generally said that they want over $1 billion reinvested into education.
As has the NSCA. They just not agreed on the method
of
doing it.
On the mechanism, yeah. I think that the sales tax component, I think that's going to be a very tough sell to folks, especially as you're starting to approach close to 10% sales tax in Clark County. And obviously, again, the gaming tax raises different issues. We have a very competitive gaming market in this state. And I think, you know, so these, I'm no fan of doing things by the initiative process. The reason why we have elected legislators and a governor and folks to look at these things so you can vet these things and talk about how they work. But I think we'll probably be seeing the lawsuits to get in front of these initiatives pretty soon, and then whether or not they'll actually go out to the field with a signature gathering campaign, that's another question, and will there be a blocking campaign on either or both?
As you look at the initiatives as they're, I presume you've looked at them as they are written so far, do you think they pass the single issue rule right off the bat?
You know, again, and I don't want to substitute my judgment for the folks that wear the black robes in Carson City,
right.
But my first pass at both of them was there. I mean, whoever has written them has followed the trend line of the court's decision. So I think they're written relatively tightly. they have done a pretty good job of how they do the description of effect. The gaming tax is pretty much almost just the raising of the tax. It doesn't try to then spend it, so it's going to craftier lawyers than I can come up with better arguments, but they are relatively tightly written. The initial challenge of the single subject and this description of effect, those are going to be interesting to move forward. Description of effect is always kind of the key component, because you can always talk about effects and how things work in different ways. So I think we'll see, but they're written well.
I don't want to speak for Virginia Valentine of the Nevada Resort Association, but I would point out that I think that the reason that we're still seeing multi-billion dollar properties being built from scratch on the Las Vegas Strip are because of the gaming tax being so low, that if somebody were to lose $1 million, say in Pennsylvania, versus losing $1 million in Las Vegas, it makes much more sense for that gaming company to be in Las Vegas. So I think that that has been an incentive over the years to have companies come and continue to invest in Nevada. Do you agree with that sense?
I do. I think you raised the point about, capital tends to follow, where the returns can be. And I think obviously Vegas and Nevada writ large, but particularly Las Vegas, is a robust, it's a healthy economy. It's drawing lots and lots of visitors. Didn't we see that McCarran had the largest passenger count, another record count. So people are coming to Las Vegas and they're spending their money. And I think that is all part and parcel of a robust entertainment economy around gaming that I think, again, moving the pieces of that, you start to change. These things ought to be vetted so you can have folks who know economics talk about why things work the way they work, so that you can mitigate, moderate, and look at funding mechanisms that are more appropriate to the need.
And isn't it an issue that people don't really talk about that much, but that retail has become as big a part of the entertainment industry / gaming as the game? In fact, the gaming part is around a little over 30%.
Yeah, no, we've seen those same numbers across the state. I think you have seen that the gaming tax or gaming revenue as a component of what these resort properties are doing is a falling share. We're at one point it was 60-40, now it's moved probably lower than that. But I think that's right. I think you're seeing that there, the other components, the sales, the retail, the hotel, all of the other ancillary components of those properties are the growing revenue pie, and gaming is sort of a shrinking component of that.
The other part is that the cost of all those other things has gone up dramatically over the years, where before you would get potentially free rooms if you're a good gaming customer, or free food, etc. Now you pay for all of those things unless you're really at the very highest level, or your comps are qualified by the amount of money you're spending. But you're also seeing we saw a big change for Las Vegas in terms of nightlife, and those nightclubs were just generating tens of millions of dollars. It was unbelievable. But now you're seeing the sports part come in, and this is going to be even bigger, I'm presuming.
I think that's right. I think what you, and I think it's interesting because I think a lot of folks look at those sort of old, way, the free room, the cheap buffet, just a pool with a chair outside.
I stayed in that motel.
I think the old image of those things, especially around, say, Reno, is. But I think as you see how these properties have moved, I mean, the hotel rooms are staggering in just their in their sort of level of luxury. All of the those facilities have been improved. So you are seeing, while the cost has gone up of those components, I think you've seen the quality and the draw of those pieces become much more involved. I mean, you'd mentioned the nightclubs, but the day clubs now too. I mean, an entire concept that is sort of relatively recent to the, So again, I think all of these pieces all play into the puzzle of what a vibrant entertainment commodity in Vegas is going to be, and I think the sports will also show more. I think the Golden Knights have done an amazing job of how they've integrated into the community, and I think the state writ large. And I think we'll see how the Raiders do. I think that that's going to be a big move.
Is there any doubt?
I think that they will do very well as well. And I think that's going to put us in the mix for NBA and then baseball as well.
And let me bring up soccer. I mean, not only national soccer, but international soccer.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is a huge draw, and that would be another market. It's been interesting to watch the Morello Group with the Grand Sierra in Reno and now the Sahara in Las Vegas. Their connections in terms of being able to market to the Hispanic community are huge. And I would be shocked if soccer was not a major component of where they're heading.
Well, Las Vegas proper has been talking about getting an MLS team. They have the minor league teams, and I think both minor league teams in Southern and Northern Nevada have done very well. I mean, the games appear well attended, and fans are very engaged, and I think the demographics that it appeals to are certainly they're growing, and we need, I think, the components that promote those opportunities are going to do well.
Is Northern Nevada at this point too competitive? Because, to the point where we may not see any new properties growing up in Reno, just because you have so many, refurbished properties and big players competing with each other.
I don't know. If we're talking specific to gaming, I think it's going to be relatively difficult for somebody to open a brand new state-of-the-art casino in Northern Nevada. I don't know that we quite have the draw for that component anymore, which is why you do see sort of the transition to the other components of what Northern Nevada brings, the outdoor life, the craft brew, the Midtown, and all of those, I think, sort of more tech startup, those sorts of appeal. I think Northern Nevada is probably seen its last major casino developed.
So you don't think the Stations is going to move forward at some point with their two properties?
I don't know. I don't know that how it would look, whether or not they would do a full resort casino or they do some kind of smaller property. I think Northern Nevada's economy is very competitive in terms of how those properties are utilized and whether or not the gaming draw is here.
Anthony Marnell III, when he purchased the Nugget, had big plans in mind. Now he has the second largest entertainment venue and putting together an all-star lineup for his concert series. The Nugget was not competitive for many years, and now, boom, it's right there.
Well, I think that's what we're going to see is reinvestment in the current properties. I think what GSR has done, what the Nugget has done, what they're doing with the Row, all of these things, the reinvestment, the putting more money, more of the amenities that folks are sort of getting in the Southern Nevada casinos, I think as those add to the current properties in Northern Nevada, I think we will see a good reinvestment and more of those entertainment, those components of the experience that will follow along for those properties to do well.
With the sale of Harrah's Reno, and that property, not only is it the Harrah's Reno property, but it has this huge plaza that used to be Harold's Club and the Nevada Club that have been sitting empty as a plaza for many, many years. What's the conversation about the opportunities for that property to be fully developed into something new?
Well, I think what I've seen in the renderings and those, with the idea of what the folks kind of are looking at, I think, again, it's a reinvestment into the downtown, which I think is good. I think we need more reinvestment into that downtown core to bring people for other reasons. I think it's interesting. Obviously, that is a big piece of property. It is a fairly historic piece of property, obviously, with Harrah. Whether or not it looks different than the gaming market and more similar to, say, the Whitney Peak. But I think, again, the reinvestment, the opportunity to put maybe some office space, the opportunity to put some downtown living, you know, you could with that space create a lot of opportunity with, you know, maybe a grocery store or those components that will start to bring people downtown, which then in turn, I think, yields more opportunity for the current property.
So for viewers and listeners in Southern Nevada to this program, Whitney Peak is a non-smoking, non-gaming hotel in downtown that is beloved by the tech industry. Mm-hmm. So when executives from Tesla and Panasonic and these others come to visit the Gigafactory, they're staying at the Whitney Peak.
By and large, yeah, staying there. They repurposed their entire gaming floor into a restaurant and music venues. And so, again, I think there will always be a place for the resort properties in Northern Nevada. And I think as they continue to develop and create more amenities, that's going to create more opportunity downtown to do other things.
Yeah, to say the least. All right, let's take a break. More with Jesse Wadhams when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah. Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Jesse Wadhams. He's a partner with Black & Lobello, attorneys at law. So we've seen this, for want of a better word, merger between mining companies in the northern part of the state. Has this all shaken out now? Or are we moving ahead?
Yeah, so far. So it's a joint venture. So technically the companies didn't merge. Barrick and Newmont created an LLC and put the assets of the companies into that joint venture for Nevada operations. There are still some components that are outside of the joint venture, but not a lot. It's moving forward. Obviously, Nevada Gold Mines is now the operator in place. So it is starting to shake out. It's got sort of a term to look at how it operates. But again, I know we kind of talked about this at one point. These mines, especially in certain places, especially along the Carlin Trend, were right on top of each other. Also, you know, outside of Winnemucca, where there are certain efficiencies that do make sense, especially when you're taking ore into a mill. Does there need to be two mills essentially next door to each other, or could you process? So, you know, I think the example of that was the Twin Peaks and Turquoise Ridge outside of Winnemucca, where Barrick's Turquoise Ridge was processing at Newmont's Twin Creek. And so I think you will start to see some efficiencies of scale, some ability of you know, I think it's, it probably also bodes very well for exploration around these sites too, because then you're going to want to see what else you can do now that you don't have to create a new mill or create a new roaster or whatever you're doing in the additional components. You've sort of taken some of the transport, some of the additional capital expenses off the table.
And now we're seeing another big mine, not part of this joint venture, but another big mine potentially opening up near Winnemucca as well.
That's what I've heard. I think there's good opportunities. I think that's what we're seeing is, again, exploration again, that is getting out there and looking at all of these opportunities. And so I think the exploration companies and junior operators are starting to kind of reinvest themselves to see what they can do.
Are we seeing a lot more discussions between the environmental community and the mining communities in terms of protecting the environment, but also being able to continue mining?
I think the mining, the mining companies, as I have worked for them over the course of time, have always tried to take their environmental stewardship it was a very big component of what their ethos. Both Barrick and Newmont were on the Dow Sustainability Index, and are. And even they take into account these things at the front end of the mine site. It's the permitting process now is very much takes into account things like deer migration corridors, and they will move leach pads and move things to sort of accommodate these things. And I think we will see more discussions, more probably collaboration on all manner of environmental components. With regard to wildlife, with regard to permitting. So I think those conversations are ongoing. I think they've always generally been there. I don't know that we're probably seeing more or less. I think really in the modern permitting process, the collaboration starts early.
All right, let's take one more break and we'll be back with Jesse Wadhams right after this.
Take a look at this, Tom Steyer.
Tom Steyer
surging in Nevada.
This is working for Tom Steyer.
Surging in South Carolina.
I don't think it's just resources.
Surging in two new polls out of Nevada and South Carolina.
Polling at double digits, up 11 points from October. That is dramatic.
I'm saying we have a broken government. That's what's going on in Washington, D.C. It's been bought by corporations, and my question to the American people is, who do you think is going to change that?
I'm Tom Steyer, and I approve this message.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jesse Wadhams. He is a partner with Black & Lobello Attorneys at Law. Brad Kroll, head of the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, was on the program. And it sounds like there's a whole new look at the way we utilize water in the state. How does this affect mining, et cetera?
Well, I think it's going to affect all of us. I think what I, and it's an interesting area. It's an area I've started to try to learn more about, because Nevada water law, Western water law, is fascinating in how we have sort of approached usage. we are going to have to see the law catch up with where science has to go, because what we need to look at is the entire basin, groundwater and surface water, and look at managing all of these components together. And so Nevada law is going to be changing in certain ways to make sure that we are keeping up with science, keeping up with how we understand hydrology, especially in now the driest state. So I think ultimately we are going to deal with this not just in mining, but it is going to be a mining issue, certainly because of dewatering and the movement of water. But understanding basin hydrology and appropriation within basins is going to be, I think, the next big issue of the next decade to two decades in this state. So it's actually an area I've been following along fairly closely, just to make sure that I understand how the law is going to change going forward.
And we will be there hopefully for the next 20 years to discuss it.
I hope to be there too.
Thank you, Jesse. Always a pleasure to have you on the program,
sir. Much appreciated, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
We have a president who thinks everything is about him. His tweets, his golf courses, his ego. But I think the job is about you. Your health care, your schools, your security, your families, and your future. I'm Amy Klobuchar. I'll be a president and a commander-in-chief who restores decency to the White House and gets things done for you. That's why I approve this message.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.